Yerushalmi, Shvi'ith, corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the end of the third line, Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe Oimer, Nisan, Lo Nisabim, Miyamav. Rebbe says that Nisan has never had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, meaning that the month of Adar is never a 30-day month. Vataninan Imba Chodesh Bezmanai. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah in Maseches Shkolim, referring to the correct treatment of surplus Keteris, if the month of Nisan came at its time, means after the 29th day of Adar, and if it did not come at time, meaning it was on the after 30-day Adar, doesn't this show that Adar can have 30 days? In Bar, Lo Bar, the answer is that the Tanna is teaching what would theoretically be, although it never actually happened. Rav Amar Tishrei, Lo Nisabah Miyamav, Rav said that Tishrei has never had 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, meaning that El is never 30 days. V'hataninan imhaya achodesh mubah, well, the question is, our Mishnah taught about the cow slaughtered on Rosh Hashanah, if it was a full month of El, and if it was not a full month. And the command of Zimhaya, Lehaya, the Tanna is teaching what would theoretically be, although it never actually happened. Ukoshe Kidre, Ethashonim, Bu'usha, Bayema Rishoin, Omar de Rishmo, Benoy, Shirb Yechonim Moika, Omar, Kedivre, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nui. Again, I'll ask the question from Tosefta in Rosh Hashanah that when the Sanhedrin sanctified the new year in Usha, on the first day, Rabbi Shmuel, son of Yochanan ben Boika, got up and said the text of the Amida blessing according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, who included the verses of Malchus into the blessing of Kedushas Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lehainu Noigim came by Yavne. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this was not our practice in Yavne. V'yemasheni Oval, Rabbi Chananya ben Benoy Shub Yosef Glili, Omar Kedivri Rabbi Kiva. And on the second day, Rabbi Chananya, son of Rabbi Yosef Glili, said the text according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ken Hayinu Noigim by Yavne. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said this was actually our practice in Yavne. V'atani Kachu Barishrein Ovasheni, the Baisa taught that they observed 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so El must have contained 30 days. And the Gemara now, we take out the next few words, it should say, Uma ben Harishon, Uma ben Hasheni. The answer is, the first answer we give is that when the Baisa said first and second, it wasn't referring to 2 days of Yom Tov, rather it was like Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba v'shem Rav Shana Rishona Ushana Shnia. Rabbi Abba quoting Rav said the Baisa was referring to the first year and the second year. Hatani Yom Harishon Yom Hasheni. The question is, but the Baisa said the first day and the second day. And now we add the piece from earlier, Rabbi Zeira v'shem Rav Chista Oisa Shana Nizkalkula. And the Gemara answers that Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rechista, said that rather that year they had miscalculated and thought that the 29th was the 30th. Kitu koydim lezmane o achash achebo yom echad yochel yeh meuba tamid leima oisam atem elahem mayadai lifnei zmanai ein elahem mayadai lifnei zmanai esim v'teisha yom la'acha ebuoi shloshim ushnayim yom. So we have a Baisa that says if Beis Din sanctified the new moon 1 day too early means on the 29th day, or one day too late means on the 32nd day, I might think it's valid, but the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chof Gimel Pasuk Beis, Hashem's appointed festivals that you shall designate as holy convocations, these are my appointed festivals. Only these, means those declared in the correct time, means the 30th or 31st day, are my festivals, but those appointed at the wrong times are not my festivals. And the Gemara asks, what's the source for declaring a leap year because of the Jews of the diaspora who are travelling to Yerushalayim to bring their Pesach offerings who didn't arrive yet because of the rains? And the answer to the Pasuk says, speak to the children of Israel, and it says, my festivals. So make the festivals so that all of Yisrael will be able to observe them. Amar Bishmur Bar Nachman, Vehein Sheigiu Lanaapras. Shmuel ben Nachman says that they do this only if the people have already reached the Euphrates River at the border of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov ba'Acha, Rabbi Imi b'Shem Rabbi Yehuda ba'Arpazi, Kitchu v'Achachach Nimsa Ha'edim Zomim Harezu Mekudesh. Rabbi Yaakov ba'Acha and Rabbi Imi quoting Rabbi Yehuda ba'Arpazi says if the Beis Din declared a new moon based on the testimony of witnesses and they are later discovered to be false witnesses, their declaration still remains. Kam Rabbi Yosa im Rabbi Yehuda ba'Arpazi, Amalei At Shema Min Avuch Hadam El. So Rabbi Yosa said to Rabbi Yehuda ben ba'Arpazi, did you hear this from your father? Amalei Ken, Rabbi Yehuda said, yes. Rabbi Abba Amar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Eim Adaktim Be'edi HaChodesh. Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, they are not as particular about the witnesses of the new moon as with other witnesses. We need to take out the next few words. It should say, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Rav Amram, Rav Masna b'shem Rav, Amavis Chaveiroi, Amanash Shalei L'toivoi, Shvi'es Min Misham Tassu. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal and Rabbi Amram Rav Masna, quoting Rav, said that one who lent money on condition that he will not be able to demand it back from the borrower at any particular time, but rather the borrower may choose when to repay it, Shvi'ith cancels it. V'atani ha'sheichet v'apara v'chulka v'Rosh Hashanah v'Amar Blaza the Rabbi Yudi. Who? And we have a support on that because our Mishnah taught that in the case of dividing up a cow on Rosh Hashanah, if the previous month was declared a full month, the payments are cancelled, and Rav Elazar established that the Tana is Rabbi Yehuda, who said that earlier credit in a store is cancelled, as it was automatically converted into a loan when he took the most recent credit. And the Gemara asked, Roy Hula Toiv Rosh Hashanah, can the debt be claimed on Rosh Hashanah? And the Gemara answers, Ki hai da'am Rabbi Rabba b'shem Rabbi Zeira, mekirin chu roi lahamino, it should say, kamishu roi letoivoi, that's the Gisa. Mekirin chu roi letoivoi, it should say, roi litenloi mois. V'kan hoil v'u roi litenloi, v'lo nosan nasas v'shoina nova. And the Gemara answers from the Abba, quoting Rabbi Zeira, since the owner trusts the buyer to return the pay, it's as if he can claim the money on Rosh Hashanah, as the buyer already feels compelled to pay back, and since he can claim it, it's considered as if it's fit for the buyer to pay the seller when he is given credit for the new meat, and the old requirement to pay becomes like a loan. The Abba, Rabbi Yosef, Rabun, B'Shem Rav, Hamavet Chaveiru, Amanash Shalai Tashmetenu, Shvi'ith, Hashvi'ith M'Sham Tasu. Rabbi Yosef, Rabun, quoting Rav, said that one who lent money on condition that it should not be cancelled by Shvi'ith, Shvi'ith still cancels it. The Gemara asks a question from Mishnah in Maseches Makos. We testify that Ploni owes his friend 1,000 zuz with an understanding that he will return it within 30 days, and the borrower says that the understanding was that I would return it in 10 years. So if these witnesses are proved to be false, we evaluate the difference in how much one would be willing to pay for a loan of 1,000 zuz to be extended from 30 days to 10 years. And the Gemara asked, but surely within 30 days there will be a Shmita year that cancels the entire loan. And Rav Huna, if Palgun, Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Rav Sheshvith, Chad Amar by Malva Alamashkoin, Chana Amar by Kosev, Loi Puzzle. Rav Huna says that Rav Nachman by Yaakov and Rav Sheshvith disagreed. One said that it was a loan with collateral, and the other said that the lender wrote a Puzzle, and it's for these reasons that the debt would not be cancelled.